Progress check 3. Exercise 2, page 58. You will hear part of an interview in which a student called Katarina Phillips is discussing her work experience. For questions 1 to 4, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back. Continuing our employment theme this week, we have Katarina Phillips on the show. Katarina is in her third year here studying a degree in food science. She recently finished a summer job at a local farm, and she's here to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show, Katarina.
Thanks, and please call me Katie.
All right, Katie. Why don't you tell us a bit about the position you held this summer? What led you to work at the farm?
Well, I did an assignment at the farm last year as a compulsory part of my course. They had decided to diversify their product range and created an assortment of ice creams. So I was studying the development of the product. While I was there, I was fortunate enough to hear that they were recruiting for seasonal employees, so I jumped at the chance to gain some hands-on work experience. I mean, studying is all very well, but I think the best way to really learn a subject is to actually live it. And of course, there are other advantages, such as earning some money, learning responsibility, making contacts, and it also motivated me to work harder at my studies.
So, what position did you hold while you were there?
I was hired as the assistant to the chief ice cream maker, Sarah, which was a pretty big deal. My main responsibility was ensuring that the ingredients were quality controlled. But I actually did a wide variety of tasks and worked alongside a lot of people in different roles. And I think that was important. I don't believe you can truly appreciate a position until you understand how it relates to the whole. In other words, I had to learn how the other areas of the business impacted on my role and vice versa.
So, do you think the job has helped you with your studies?
Well, I'm interested in pursuing a career as a food technologist, so it was absolutely relevant to my chosen field. And I think gaining relevant experience is key to achieving success when it comes to entering the workforce. Employers definitely look for work experience from graduates nowadays. Just completing your degree and receiving good marks is not enough. They want to see proof that you know how to apply the knowledge and theory from your degree in the real world.
So what advice would you give to your fellow students who are maybe thinking about getting some work experience?
I guess the most important thing is to do your research. You have to know what experience is going to be the most valuable to you in terms of your future prospects. It's all well and good finding work that's fun and that you enjoy, but if it's not going to help you in your career, then it's probably best avoided. It's also a good idea to check out companies you are interested in and offer your services voluntarily. A willingness to do voluntary work will help a lot. You have to decide what is of most importance, the money or the experience. Also, if you are lucky enough to get a job working for a company which you're interested in for future employment, then the position may actually lead to a job offer. It's a good way to get your foot in the door.
That's good advice. Well, the best of luck to you with your future plans, and thanks for coming in to talk to us, Katie. I think you'll have given our listeners a lot to think about.